Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Delighted that you have decided to spend part of this chilly fall-like morning with us. Hopefully you got a good head start on raking the leaves and getting the leaves out of the gutters and all those kinds of things, because the temperatures are dropping and the weather is turning. Winter is on the horizon, but that's what we expect in November in Siouxland. And as we look at November in Siouxland, we know there'll be a lot of college football today. Hopefully your team wins and you get a chance to enjoy some quality action, whether live or on television. As we do each Saturday morning, we begin by thanking Justin Barker, our producer with Powell Broadcasting, and also thanking our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Mr. Bogenrief, now also serving as the mayor of North Sioux City, celebrated a birthday this past week, and so we wish Chris a very happy birthday week. Folks, we have a guest with us today who has a unique history with this program. Jennifer Jackson, who serves as the executive director of Heartland Counseling, reminded me that we did this 5 years ago. Is that right, Jennifer?
We did.
We have a little bit of a unique history with our previous recording. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so it's a core memory. I'll have it forever, because the last time we did this, we were at the Hard Rock during the pandemic. The casino was completely shut down, so there was no people. There was
no noise.
Noise, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
There was nothing.
And I remember it was so eerie. But yes. Mike walked us in, and we did the show there.
Yeah, our good friend Mike Adams of the Hard Rock, one of the vice presidents over there. And when you reminded me of that this morning, I do recall that. And as our listening audience may recall, there is a Powell Broadcasting recording studio in the Hard Rock on the east side of the building. And if we were not recording at Powell Broadcasting in the early days of the Grow Siouxland radio program, we were at the Hard Rock.
Right.
And of course, today we're coming to you from the radio studio in the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce office building, located in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pierce Street. So this is a little bit different.
It is.
But we're
it's bright in here.
Yeah. We're delighted to have you back in our own little radio studio. And as I said, Jennifer Jackson, the executive director of Heartland Counseling, and you have a lot going on at Heartland Counseling, and we're going to get to that, but probably in the second half of the program. In the first half of the program, we would like to do, as we always do, and introduce you or our guest to our listening audience. And we generally begin with a question about where you grew up.
Well, I grew up right here in Siouxland. I grew up in South Sioux City my whole life. And my parents are amazing. My dad passed away in 1992, but my mom still lives in the house that they built.
Wow.
Yeah.
In South Sioux City.
In South Sioux City.
And so you're a Cardinal?
I am a Cardinal.
Okay.
Cardinal as high schooler. And then I went to become a Charger. And then I became a Cardinal again when I went to the University of Louisville.
Oh, wow. So we're gonna get all that history. You grew up in South Sioux City. Were you active in sports, music, theater, debate? What kinds of things occupied your time as a grade schooler?
Oh, my goodness. So spending lots and lots of time on the golf course. So my dad I received a set of golf clubs the day I was born. And so I've always been around golf. And actually, my freshman year of high school was the very first year that they ever had girls golf in South Sioux City.
Well, so that worked out well.
It did. It did. And there was, it was kind of funny. Coach Martin was a football coach, and he decided to become the golf coach. And I don't think he knew how to handle girls. He actually had us put our golf bags on and run up and down the football field. One of our first practices.
You know what? That sounds like a terrible joke. He really did that?
He really did. Yeah, it was kind of funny. I think after
did you look at him and go, what in the heck are you doing?
Right?
What are you thinking?
Right, I know.
This is not a sport that involves conditioning.
Yeah. I think we all were shocked, but I think it only lasted maybe a couple days. I think
and then somebody said, Coach, what are you thinking?
Yeah, yeah.
But
he was a football coach, right?
You know,
didn't know.
That would go viral on Facebook today.
It would. Yes, it would.
That would be classic.
Yeah.
So were you a good golfer?
Yes. I had a lot of fun. We went to state every year, and yeah, and then I went on to Briarcliff, which is actually golf and art actually paid for Briarcliff for me to go to school there. So
are you familiar with the legacy of the great Lila Frommelt at Briarcliff?
Lila Frommelt was my coach, and I can tell you another funny story about her. So conditioning, again, started like getting more popular, and then, you know, we were encouraged to use the weight room. Well, again, coach, I think, again, this was a very new concept for her. She almost did the exact same thing as Coach Martin. She had us put our bags on and walk up and down the stairs at Flanagan. And again, I think we gave her so much
grief about it.
Yeah, that didn't last very long either.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But
no.
Lila Frommelt is a legend.
She is.
And no longer with us.
No.
Her husband, Leo, was a professor there. Did you ever have him?
I did not. He was already passed away.
Okay.
Yeah. But they met there. I know the whole love story of their life. And I've learned a lot of amazing things from Coach Frommelt.
Quite a lot of history there. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Jennifer Jackson, who serves as the executive director of Heartland Counseling. And tell us, how did you make your decision to go to Briarcliff? Was it rooted in sports, academics, or both?
It was rooted in golf. I mean, coach came out, you know, through high school to watch all of our meets, and she recruited my best friend, Mary Jo Heights, Susan, and I, and we both went to Briarcliff. And I loved art always, and so then I was an art major. And funny story is, our junior year, we made nationals, and nationals was in West Palm Beach, Florida. Well, coach wouldn't fly. So Dr. Gail Scott took the golf team, and she was the psychology professor at the time with Dr. Pageant. And I really didn't want to go into education because I originally had started out in art and education. And she had talked to me and she said, well, have you ever heard of art therapy? And I said, well, no, I hadn't. She said, well, we had two graduates that went to the University of Louisville and they both got their master's in art therapy. Maybe you should consider becoming a double major in art and psychology. And so sure enough, I did. So my junior and senior year, we were trimesters back then at Briarcliff. And I was able to get a second major finished. And so that's how that really started my journey on becoming a therapist.
And was a direct route to where you are today.
Correct, yeah.
In leadership at Heartland. Again, you're listening to Grow Siouxland, our guest Jennifer Jackson. And Jennifer, we'll get back to your professional career progression in just a moment. But tell me a little bit about your family.
Yeah, so my husband Rory and I met at Briarcliff. 30 years ago, last week was our first date.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
My wife and I had a similar milestone last month.
Okay.
October 20th was our 40th
really?
Anniversary of our first date. Yeah. So
very, yeah.
Very
awesome.
Similar.
It is
and we
very
met
similar.
At college as well.
Yeah.
So you and Rory have been married how many years now?
We have been married since 2001.
Okay. So
24 years.
Coming up on a milestone anniversary.
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And tell us about what Rory does and tell us about your children.
Yeah, so Rory is a teacher at North High School, and he's coached baseball all around the city forever. And
was he a baseball player in college?
He
as
was.
Well? Okay.
So he's actually from Calgary, Alberta.
Okay.
Came down.
He's supposed to play hockey.
He played hockey as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. Well, and that leads into my son, Lachlan. So my son, Locke, he was a hockey player. He played for the Metros. And then his senior year, he actually moved out to New Jersey and played out there for a year and then came back and played for an NA3 team in okay. Rapid City and then decided that he wanted to go to college. So kind of broke this mom's heart.
Because you're a hockey mom.
I am. And he had one more year of eligibility, but just didn't. He was ready to go to school. So he's living in Iowa City. He actually goes to Kirkwood and goes the Kirkwood campus in Iowa City. And then my daughter, Ireland, is a senior at Helan, and she is just an amazing soul. She's a phenomenal athlete in volleyball. She was libero for Helan. And my other daughter, Magdalene is a freshman this year, And she too is a libero with her team. And so we are getting ready here to start club volleyball here in the next month or so.
Okay. Yeah. Take after her older sister.
Yes.
And what's next? What's next for Ireland?
Well, Ireland has several options. So she's trying to weigh in right now. I don't know what she's going to do, but she has a couple offers to play in college, and she has a couple great academic offers as well. So hopefully she'll make a decision here pretty soon.
We'll talk off air about being a college athlete. I was a small college wrestler, one of the best decisions I ever made.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I stayed involved, right? We all grow up too fast. We get old too fast, so we want to maximize those years that we can participate in sports. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Jennifer Jackson, the Executive Director of Heartland Counseling, located in South Sioux City.
Yes.
You have some big news in the second half of the program about a project that they are undertaking, growth and expansion, and we'll visit with Jennifer further after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now, celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenree, President, Bo Brock, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, serving as your host today. Want to thank our producer, Justin Barker, on the other side of the glass at the Powell Broadcasting Studio in the Indian Hills area, and our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenree. Our guest is Jennifer Jackson. She is with Heartland Counseling, serving as the executive director. And Jennifer, as we wrapped up talking about your spouse and your children, I want to go back to graduating from Briarcliff and the next stage in your professional career trajectory.
So once I finished at Briarcliff, I actually moved to Louisville, Kentucky, and I received my master's degree there in art therapy. And actually, Rory had moved out there with me, and our plans originally were to move back to Nebraska and live in Omaha. So Rory actually got a job, moved to Omaha, and I could not find anybody to supervise my art therapy hours. There's only one art therapist back in 2001 in the state of Nebraska. And so I had reached out to her, and she said she was just too busy. She had worked at Children's Hospital, and she couldn't take that on. So I said, well, Rory, I think you better move back to Kentucky. So he moved back to Kentucky. We ended up getting married that year. And then we lived in Louisville for 10 years. So I actually own a business in Louisville. I own a day program for adults with developmental disabilities and mental illness. And so that's called Mariposa Place. At this point, I just do like 1 hour meeting every other month, and I'm not too involved, but I was the executive director there before we decided to move home.
Very good.
Yeah.
And you came home.
We did.
And let's talk about that.
Yeah. So when I came home, it was pretty hard to get a job because there's no reciprocity for the state for a mental health license. So I actually bartended for 6 months while I waited to get approval.
And we don't have enough time for those stories.
We don't. So it was fun. It was fun. I got to, again, meet a lot of people. And, you know, being gone 10 years, a lot changes. So I ended up working for the Omaha Tribe for about 2.5 years. And then the position came open at Heartland Counseling. I had never even heard of Heartland Counseling. But it was in South Sioux City, where I grew up. And so I took a, you know, leap of faith and applied. And Bob Peters, who, and Jim Miller, amazing. They were brother-in-laws. They were part of the hiring committee. They ended up hiring me, and I guess the rest is history.
And so your initial position at Heartland was?
Oh my goodness. Executive director, clinical director, therapist.
So you came in as the executive director.
I did.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, but I still had to do therapy. There's only 20 of us.
Yeah.
And so it was a small agency at the time. And, you know, we had to all step in and do everything.
awesome responsibility to come in as the leader of the organization. Was it a smooth transition for you?
Bob told me it was going to take 3 years to get it turned around, and I think it took me about four.
Okay.
So there was a lot of turnover at the time, and nobody really knew what Heartland was. I mean, I grew up in South Sioux. Sure. I knew everybody, really, and still didn't even know what Heartland Counseling was.
How many years ago was that?
That was 13 years ago. Yeah.
And so you've been with Heartland and serving as the executive director for 13 years.
Yes.
Have to do the marketing, have to build the legacy. And let's talk a little bit about the past, the present, and the future, because I think you have some exciting news to share with the listening audience today about the future of Heartland Counseling. But again, before we get there, you didn't even know that organization existed. So
right.
A huge part of your job addressing the past has been promoting the organization.
Correct. Yeah. It was a great place. Dr. Reese actually founded it in 1977. They were all state employees until the 90s. And in the 90s is when the state said, okay, we want all of these organizations to become nonprofits. And so all of these organizations within Region 4 became nonprofits in around 1992. And so, and really the focus in the beginning was all substance use. You know, think back when this started in 1977, so almost 50 years ago. Think in 1977, if you had a mental health disorder, you were just sent to somewhere like a state institution.
Right.
And so really it was heavy substance abuse driven in the beginning.
And yeah. Let's talk about where it is today. Nearly 50 years later, you have a half a century celebration coming up in 2027.
Yes.
But what is the focus today? What is the mission today and how has it evolved?
Yeah, so our mission is just to provide quality mental health and substance abuse services to all the communities that we serve. But the biggest challenge we're facing right now is that we are becoming a CCBHC, which is a Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic. We were one of seven chosen in the state of Nebraska, which is amazing. And what that means is we're going to be a one-stop shop for all your behavioral health needs. So imagine anybody and everybody can attend. We have several new programs that we're starting. We're hiring about 25 new staff between now and April. And then into the future, part of the CCBHC is that you have to have a crisis stabilization and detox center. So that is coming in the next couple years.
And as we talked about the past, we talk about the present. How many staff do you have today?
Today we have 80 staff.
So you've grown from when you started in the neighborhood of 20.
Correct.
You've quadrupled the size of the organization and dealing with a whole variety of issues beyond the initial mission and vision for the organization.
For sure, for sure.
And today you're seeing more than mental health and substance abuse, or that has grown dramatically. And at the Siouxland Chamber, we recognize that under the leadership of Mandy Graham, Chief Operating Officer of Great West Casualty, when she served as our chair a couple of years ago and prioritized mental health.
Yeah, for sure. So after the pandemic, we really saw an increase. And that is when we doubled in size. At that time, we were about 35 to 40 staff. So just in the last 5 years, we've doubled to 80.
Quite remarkable. And you're continuing to grow and have some exciting plans to share with our listening audience today.
Yes. So we just found out we received a $4.5 million grant. It's an opioid infrastructure grant from the state of Nebraska. There were five agencies chosen for this round of grants, only two for crisis stabilization units. So one for us, the other one is in the panhandle way out by Wyoming. So we're pretty excited. This is going to be the only detox center in Siouxland. So we've been working very closely with the hospitals on this, and we will be partnering with them as well on being able to serve all the individuals. Rather than going to the ER for detox, you'll be able to come over to our place in South Sioux City.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is the Executive Director of Heartland Counseling, Jennifer Jackson. Jennifer's been the Executive Director of Heartland for 13 years now, just announcing they are the recipients of a $4.5 million grant. Is it all for the Detox Center, or does it include programming as well?
It's all for the Detox Center. So that 4.5 will build the actual building. And then we actually just received $250,000 from MERD a week ago in Hard Rock. And so that will actually help with all the furnishings and technology inside the building. We've already raised about $600,000 from other places. The city of South Sioux City donated the money for the land. The Dakota County Commissioners donated money, and then just through different fundraising, and then Unity Point also donated.
And great to see that kind of community support. What's the timeline for construction and ultimately implementation of the programming?
Right. Great question. So I'm waiting to sign the documents from the state. We're hoping that will happen before the first of the year. And then as soon as that happens, we'll break ground. So I anticipate within the next 2 months, and the project itself, depending, of course, on the weather, will take probably around 9 months to build. And then we hope to be up and running by January of 27.
So a little over a year from right now.
Yes.
And a very exciting time for you
it
guys.
It is.
And I'm sure that right now you're going through design and talking to contractors and all of the things that come with a $4.5 million construction project.
We're ready to go. I mean, everybody's already been chosen. We had all the bids go out. So we just need the green light from the state to break ground.
Well, that's very exciting. And congratulations to
you
and your team. Continued success. And final thoughts about what you'd like our community to know about Heartland Counseling.
We don't turn anybody away, regardless of the ability to pay. And so we're here for everybody in Siouxland. It doesn't matter where you live. So reach out, check us out. You can look up on our website, heartlandcounselingservices.org, or you can look at our Facebook page, Instagram, LinkedIn.
Well, Jennifer, thanks for being our guest today. We wish you continued success. Very exciting times at Heartland Counseling, and our very best to your student at Kirkwood, your student at Helan, who has some big decisions to make about the future.
Yes, she does.
And then also a freshman at Helan, is that right?
She's actually at North.
A freshman at North.
Yes.
So our very best to your husband and your three children. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, Jennifer Jackson, the Executive Director of Heartland Counseling. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host, and we'll look forward to having you back with us next Saturday. Make it a great weekend.